Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm dubious about all of that. It is 38 degrees, that much I do know, which is just a little over 3 degrees Celsius. 90% humidity, as you do, as I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Managed to get through the morning without any coffee catastrophes. Yay! It's the wastefulness that drove me insane. It's like, it wasn't even the work and the effort that went into making the cup. It was just wasting that much coffee. It's just coffee. It's like, 5 cents, whatever. But, let it go, Dave. Just let it go. I did, as I was making my way here, I get in the elevator. I'm on the 7th floor. I hit one, and it stopped. The elevator stopped on the way down, which almost never happens of a morning. So, stop, and this young person gets on. Younger. I don't know how young they were, but they were younger. And it's 38 degrees, and they're wearing a hoodie, and yeah, they got a knit cap on, but they're wearing a hoodie and jeans, and it's like, I said, we have very different opinions of what the weather's like out there this morning. And she fixed me with a look. And here's one of those situations where I don't know what they were thinking, but the look was very much a, are you freaking kidding me with this right now? It was scathing, and greeted with utter silence. So I sort of like gestured to their clothes, and I gestured to my clothes, my warm coat and gloves and hat, and I'm not a cold type person. It's like, oh, okay. That was it. And then there was more awkwardness. We got to the first floor, and I gestured to let them go out, and we just kind of stood there for a second. And she said, I'm going down. I hadn't noticed she had hit the parking level button. I was like, oh, well, have a nice day. God. It was awkward. And okay, so here's how my brain works, all right? Can't just let that go. Got to work through that, because the look she gave me was the look I think I would have given someone when I was younger to someone who was older who said what I said to them. It was like, oh God, I have become that schmuck, that old guy who makes bad jokes and is not cool. I know. But I mean, that's the look. I recognize that look, and it's like, yikes! Is that? And welcome to Dave's pathology. Okay. So I'm trying to work through this, and it's like, I decided that rather rather than go, oh God, I'm that guy. Or, you know, just dismiss the person as, you know, what do they know? I decided to forgive young Dave for being a numbnuts and thinking that about somebody. And for all I know, this person was just not a morning person. You know, they could be all kinds of fun, and I just caught them at a really bad time. Which is fine. But it's like, God, should I just stop, you know, greeting people of a morning? Should I, you know, I don't want to, the whole idea is to spread a little sunshine, right? Pals, that's the goal, to invite people to the game of life, to interact, to be a part of a moment where two people exchange some vibes, some energy, and go on our way. It's not a big deal, but it kind of is. Well, it is for me. Isolation, I don't think, is good for folk. In general, there's always good to be gained from hermiting and insulating, but the brain goes round and round. You know, do I need to, you know, somehow get better at reading people's moods before I decide to engage? Do I need to think more and strategize and ponder whether or not I should actually say something? No. Sorry. Not gonna happen. Not who I am. And, you know, I've heard about the notion of toxic positivity. And I take that stuff very seriously. But there are times when positivity can be cruel, when you're not paying attention to who you're talking to, or when you're trying to impose something on someone and not listening to where they are and what they need. I know I've been guilty of toxic positivity. And in that regard, yeah, you know, be alert. I need to be alert to the cues that are going on. I refuse to be accountable. I can make it. For a chance meeting in the street, a cheerful greeting that gets shut down. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna offer you a cheerful greeting. I don't know your story. And I just need to accept that, you know, not every cheerful greeting is gonna be returned. And that's fine. But the hope when you engage at that in that way is that you get something back. I mean, that exchange feels good. It feels good to me. And I think it feels good to a lot of people, not everyone, certainly. God knows I've offered enough good mornings of a morning and gotten nothing back. But that could be for 100 different reasons. Who knows? But I guess I'm afraid of being a caricature, of being dismissed because, oh, that's Dave. He's always positive. He doesn't understand the reality of the situation, so his encouragement and enthusiasm and even love is, you know, it's not as valuable. It doesn't mean as much because he's not listening to me. Because he's always positive, and therefore his encouragement is less valuable. That's what I'm afraid of. I try to listen and offer meaningful, sincere, there we go, sincere observations and insights. And I've been learning to not try and fix everything. Because that's, you know, Muse has been very good about, I don't need you to fix this, I just want to talk about this. It's like, okay, all right. Because I do. Solutions, we must find solutions to problems. And sometimes problems are just problems. And you don't want a solution, you just want to work through it yourself. And part of that process is talking it over with a sympathetic person, and that I absolutely get. And as long as I understand that's what the parameters of the engagement are, I am good with that. Because I want to meet people halfway, at least. And maybe bring them three quarters of the way, but at the bare minimum, I want to meet people halfway. I don't want to be that guy. What he says is nice, but I don't believe it. Or it doesn't move the needle of my feelings at all, because for whatever reason. That's what I'm most afraid of, I think. It's not like I'm pinning my values and self-esteem on somebody else's opinion, but we live together, so other people's opinions, you know, they're important, I think. They can't be the thing by which you gauge everything in your life, but how well you engage with your fellow human, a lot of that has to do with how they feel. And being empathetic and aware of that. The fine line between empathy and codependency. I'm walking that line, I guess. And I'm also deep into Jameson Square as we conclude this therapy session. Holy crap. This is what you signed up for. You don't know what you're going to get. And in this particular case, it was therapy. Thank you for attending my therapy session. It is Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Maybe, actually. I don't know. If I'm not getting Blue Apron today, I'm doing tacos. I might need to go to the grocery store. But I can do that. Taco Tuesday. Or the day with no name, which means you can give it whatever nickname you want. It's all good. Oh, God, coffee. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I hope you find that morning. I hope you find that line. I hope you walk that line gracefully. I don't know. This is a weird one, but like I say, thanks for attending my therapy session. However it goes down today, I hope it's splendid, but regardless, we can always fall back. And it is an excellent default position to fall back to. The words of Zigzag Claiborne, wordsmith and flowmaster extraordinaire, who says, despite everything, create. There is a redemption in creation. I mean, like even just a sandwich. You know, if you look at it, I guess it all depends on perspective, but I personally feel like the act of creation has ennobling qualities. So, and I will also say that you gotta love fearlessly. You don't have to, but loving fearlessly, it's a rush. It's perilous, but it's also glorious. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Oh, God.